Podcast Ranger.
Welcome everyone to another episode of Extra Extra Cast Ranger.
Ichi's tired.
Yep.
I recommended that we recorded earlier in the day, but he was like, "No. What if our lovely
fans can't tune in?" Right? Consistency is the name of the game. That way we have our lovely fan base here to listen to us live on Discord Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern.
Thank you for listening.
Shameless plug.
or earlier in the evening.
Are you saying I shouldn't be plugging my own show on my own show?
No.
Well, Strong Bad once said that a theme song for a show that describes the plot is like a commercial for a show you're already watching.
Interesting point.
Yeah, it does sound about right.
Also, to be honestly fair, like, even if our fans can't listen to it live, it's not like they don't get to hear the show regardless.
No,
get to hear the after-recorded version.
Well, sometimes they contribute and say funny things.
I know they do, and I'm not denying that.
I mean, what would we do without Philly Polihill?
Right?
Anyways.
So, Gar's not here because he's working. Emily's joining us over Discord. And we have...
Thank you for having me.
And we have our caster-like Miss Crimson Fox joining us today as well.
Hello.
She's just like, "I'm just here because I don't want to be alone downstairs."
She might not say much, but she's here, and hopefully she'll...
Toku scares her.
She did watch all of this week's episodes with me, so...
Oh, okay. That's what I was worried about. I'm like, did you watch everything?
Yeah.
Okay, because, like... Even not watching a whole series, like... Even if you just watch the episode, it's still, like, confusing as fuck because you have no idea what the fuck's going on.
Context.
That's why Paul and, like, Cell aren't on ever anymore, because they don't understand. So it's understandable.
I don't have context. I just
kind of
watch the episodes.
Also, we saw Ready Player One. It was really good. You should go see it out in theaters now.
Yeah.
Go see it. It's cool.
We had an adventure even just getting there. Like, we literally sat down in the theater as the movie was starting.
Well, welcome to rush hour traffic in Toronto.
Like I was coming home from work, and then I had to pick up Lane from his work, and then we had to go pick up groceries, because today is a holiday, it's Good Friday, so all the stores would be closed, so I had to do a grocery run yesterday. And we got home, took a quick bathroom break, headed out, and there was so much traffic, and we like zigzagged through fucking Etobicoke, and we made it there just in time through like some like thievery level trickery. Like, we pulled over in front of the theater even though it was an active street. I dropped everyone. They ran in to get our seats and food and everything, and I drove around to the back of the theater, and Gar, because he works there, opened up the back door of the theater and let me right into the theater.
Yep.
It was amazing.
Kind of amazing, right?
Right? I literally wanted the Lupin Ranger theme to be playing the whole day.
Hang on a second, guys.
Blaze!
Are you gonna play the Lupin Ranger theme?
Blaze, we'll be editing our episodes this week, so while I'm telling the story, edit in the music, if you can find it. If not, don't worry about it.
I wasn't there, I guess.
There's our first ask. The Lupin Ranger background music, like while they're doing their thieving. There's your first editing challenge. Okay, let's talk about some news. Oh yeah, also Shu is here, I'm sorry.
I don't care.
I'm sorry. Alright, let's get into our first news stories. So, according to the Twitter account, @TheRealMattHunt, there have been grain of salt level rumors going around about the next Rider series.
Already?
Right?
It'll be Tuna Rider.
Mini disc. Hints have shown up for the new Rider series. The two keywords are assembly and adventure.
So, Bokenger?
Like half build, half Bokenger?
It already sounds like build.
Because Bokenger was a Sentai all about adventuring and like treasure hunting.
Interesting.
Which had a crappy American adaptation.
Is he going to be a robot?
That'd be cool. Alright, so, we'll see.
This is the spoiler show, right? Does that count spoilers for shows that aren't Kamen Rider or Sentai?
Depends on the context.
Pretty Cure spoiler?
You can mention if you want.
Okay, just because when you said, will he be a robot, it reminded me that they've hacked the Mirai Pad, and one of the new Cures is, in fact, an android.
Cool.
It's the first time we've had that, so it's interesting.
Cure Robot.
Still just as clueless since I've never watched Pretty Cure.
I mean, that's fair.
So would you say you're pretty clueless?
Basically.
Basically?
Hey, same here. I couldn't find it on YouTube.
Sorry, I'm being dumb.
There's your first problem.
Yeah.
You don't go looking up shows on YouTube.
Right?
I looked on Funimation, couldn't find it there either.
You look on Kiss Cartoon. Alright, next. Kamen Rider Build's opening will apparently be finally fucking updating.
Way to fucking go, Build.
Instead of just removing it like they did with X8.
9 episodes to finally do it.
Let's try our best to not talk over each other like we've done.
Oh, sorry.
So revealed on Toei's Build production blog, new visuals will be added to the show's opening sequence beginning with episode 29, The Curtain-Raising Bell Rings. The visuals will feature Kazumi as well as Sawa, who has been present since the first episode but hasn't appeared in the opening. You know who else has been around but hasn't been in the opening but fucking should be? Bloodstark!
He has. So
did the entire time.
Well, yeah, but...
You eat your words, Ichi.
Fuck you. I mean the suit! If anything, that part should be updated to remove him!
It probably has.
Like, this image we're looking at is probably the scene that will replace that.
The dancing?
Yeah, although I want them all to just be, like, hopping in that one shot.
Yeah,
we need to have the hopping part still in there.
New gif!
Well, we'll see it when it gets released this weekend, as of this recording.
By the time this episode goes live, we'll have already seen it.
Oh my god, it's better!
Oh, it's so good, you guys!
A spider there? Okay, who used the spider full bottle?
Well, it exists. It's not a Faust bottle, but it exists. Spider cooler.
But it does exist.
Yeah. Next! Build is having a special event, a stage event, this spring. Being held on Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th at the Grand Prince Hotel, New Takanawa. It will feature appearances by the main cast of the show who will share stories about the filming that fans would not be able to hear elsewhere, and it will include a stage show with an original story created just for the event, complete with lights, sounds, and special effects. Beautiful. So, you know, a stage show.
That sounds awesome!
Included in this is the actors for Sento, Ryuga, Misora, Kazumi, Utsumi, Gentoku, and Sawa.
So all the people on that poster.
Yes, every disease on this chart.
Ow, that's mean.
Oh, God. I was making a Simpsons joke.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Doctor, I would like to be tested for every disease on this chart. It's just a chart that says diseases you can have.
Damn.
Next, we have new build scans from Terabikun, and our first focus is Cross Magma.
Oh God!
You're caught up in the Cross Magma.
Yep, you did it first.
Okay, it wasn't until these scans that I figured out how this thing works. Cause like it's a fist, but it also goes in the belt, and the magma bottle goes into it. Apparently, the way that works is. The knuckles on the bottle slide to the side and open up so the magma bottle can be put into it.
Huh.
Because, like, you can see shots when it's in the belt that the knuckles are, like, split up. I was wondering how that worked until I looked at these scans.
So go down, if you can, or, like, is there another, like, batch of pictures?
There's more pictures.
Nope, that was the one we already looked. Go down. Oh, it's not here. Damn.
What?
Like, everyone's been making Pokemon jokes because there's, like, a picture where it shows, like, Ryuga and then Cross and then Cross Charge and then Cross Magma, so it's like, oh, he's evolving like a Pokemon.
Oh. But yeah, regardless, this form looks awesome.
Oh, it is hands down the best form that Cross has.
Like, I like orange a lot, so I'm kind of biased a little bit.
Oh, I bet Noble's, like, shitting his pants.
I don't like orange, but I'm looking forward to this.
The Halloween skin for Cross.
Right? It just looks like he... Like,
it kind of does look Halloween-y.
It looks like he just absorbed, like, the powers of fucking Deathwing from World of Warcraft.
Right? And you know what the best part is? He's got wings!
Yep.
The plot arc of him wanting to fly will come to fruition.
Find a fucking lead, dude.
Right? I can't wait for him to make a comment about that.
And what better of a weapon for him to have than just a fist?
Right? Because he's a boxer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and Blaze in our chat mentions a good point. It's his form is orange, like the Taka bottle that he used. But, according to my research, apparently the way this bottle gets made is this dragon splash jelly gets superheated and turns into the magma bottle.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah, because actually when you look at the magma bottle, it's like it's just like really all like burnt and like charred up. It's really
and weird. Then like when it activates, it like lights up like it's being filled with magma.
Liquid hot magma.
I was thinking that too, honestly.
Oh, quick funny.
You said liquid hot. And
quick funny story about Austin Powers. So like I recommended that to my personal trainer. And so she was going to watch it, and then when I saw her next, she was just like, she's like, oh yeah, I looked at that Austin Powers movie you told me about, and I'm like, yeah, and she's like, yeah, I don't want to watch it, it's too old, and I'm like,
what?
It's 1997! She's like, yeah, that's old, that's 20 years! That's how not old!
How old is this person?
She's like 26.
Sake.
Yeah, and she's Ukrainian too, so she has like a thick accent and everything too, but I looked at her and it was like, watch those movies!
Blaze also brings up another point. Ryuga's power-up has been powered by hot.
Oh, no!
Q-Ranger lives on.
That's hot.
That's hot.
Don't do this to me.
I wonder if, like, Pataranger, they'll just be, like, a VS vehicle that's just, like, a fire-based one. It'll just be the hot.
There absolutely has to be a fire truck trigger machine.
Like, and that makes like, sense.
And, like, the pulling the trigger will, like, extend the ladder or some shit.
Why fire truck for Lupin?
Fuck Lupin.
Why?
Anyway, next. We have a promotional image of the magnet bottle.
Whoa!
And a Gondorizing card showing us Mag Ghost. And it looks awesome.
That's amazing.
Hey, the other half of the other campaign with other shirts.
And there are shirts.
Cool. Yeah, that they have different best matches with the ones that are also like previous writers.
But yeah, Mag Ghost looks good.
That's really cool. I like that he just has like a giant magnet on his arm.
Like, right?
That's cool.
Before
doesn't beat Magnet States, though. Magnet States is the best Forza form.
It looks like a crappy version of Magnet States now that I think about it.
Well, it reminds me of, like, the first time when he used, like, the not-finished, like, magphone, and it just, like, summoned, like, north and south poles on his arms.
The fact that his arms got stuck together.
Yeah.
Alright, next. Also from the Telebi-kun magazine scans, upcoming Lupin Ranger stuff. So we are apparently getting a Blade and Scissors Dial Fighter, which are two different planes that actually combine or like sit on top of each other.
Oh.
So they combine and then they combine with the Megazord after?
Oh, I know what it is. It's supposed to be a stealth bomber.
Right?
That's cool.
I already caught that before you got that lane.
Yeah, I was like Blackbird stealth bomber. That's cool.
So when Lupin Red or any of the Lupin Rangers use it, they get a shield and a boomerang sword.
I'm sorry, that looks fucking silly.
Just no, like, I think it's
like,
awesome.
Him, like, wielding, like, the giant fucking shield with the dial, that's silly.
I love it.
And then, like, and then that's supposed to be, like, the scissors or something like that? Like, the weapon he's wielding?
Yeah.
This looks like a giant boomerang.
Yeah, it's a boomerang.
It's a boomerang sword.
And then when Lupin Kaiser uses it, he also gets the same shield and an actual sword.
Okay, the sword looks fucking cool. And the shield looks better on the Megas on Lupin Kaiser, but on Lupin Red Willing, it looks stupid. I'm sorry.
No, I like it. I'm definitely buying this.
It's so big and protruding.
I'm definitely buying this dial fighter.
Oh my goodness.
And also in the same batch, we see that there will also be a hammer dial fighter. Which kind of has Samus colors going on, because it's like red with a green cockpit and then orange on it.
What the fuck? Where are my new trigger machines? Come on. It's not fair. Fucking Lupin Rangers.
I'm surprised that there's no new announcement for Trigger Machines.
Fuck the Pat Rangers.
You watch your fucking mouth, sir.
There was another scan. I'm gonna have to pull it up.
That's
and
not
send...
policeman-like language.
That's true.
There was another scan that I thought was included here, but isn't. But I'll have to pull up the images later of they're doing a recolors of Lupin Red and Patron Ichigo's machines.
Oh yeah, the Paint and Dog.
A green version of the Red Dial Fighter called Paint, and a dog themed version of Patron Ichigo's Trigger Machine.
Yeah, the dog one is so good.
I'm tempted to get
police
dogs. Yeah, police dogs. Police dogs.
No, not police.
I quit.
I can see the obvious. I saw the obvious joke coming, and I didn't catch it at first.
That's what you have the dog for. The dog will catch it.
Oh, I'll be doing that police cops joke for the whole series.
Fuck.
Police thieves. Police thieves.
That'd be amazing, just like a show about like a police officer who's all, like police officer by day, thief by night.
Blazing her chest.
That's
like
a show.
Yeah, that's just gonna be the guy we meet later, isn't it?
Oh yeah, the patron Lupinex. Because he's gonna be a double agent. It's the master!
Blazing her chat is like Patron Ichiborf. Borf Borf.
Patron Ichiborf.
I think it's meant to be like Bork.
No, you know what? If the dog trigger machine makes wolf, like, barking noises in the VS changer, I will buy it. For sure.
I could see that happening.
You would.
It just wolf, 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 wolf.
Wolf, barf, bark, arf!
There you go.
Heck.
Wolf, barf, bark.
I'm naming the episode Patron Ichiborf.
Yeah, I agree. Blaze did the episode.
Can the thumbnail just be like Patron Ichigo with just like dog ears and like a nose? If you can chop that.
I'm sure you can do that.
Yay!
You could always use the Snapchat filter.
God, no.
Oh, yeah! That's the total simple one to use! Fuck yeah.
Funny.
Emily, good job.
Too much work for Ichi.
I feel like I ruined something.
No, you didn't.
Like someone's psychological state, actually.
Well, now I have to touch Snapchat.
Yeah, Ichi hates Snapchat.
I've never touched Snapchat either, I have no idea how it works.
No, you just Google image dog's Snapchat filter, and you're good.
Anyway. Next. In the upcoming Q-Ranger vs. Space Squad, we will be getting a cameo from Sekai Ninja! Jiraiya!
Yeah, last we saw him was in the Ninja.
A.K.A. Eraserhead.
If I remember when you cameoed in the Ninja, he was fucking awesome.
If I remember right. And we all know I don't.
Hashtag the Ninja was fun.
Let's see. Yeah. All the other info in this article, we've already talked about the fact that the movie's coming out.
And there's my boy Shider right beside him.
Hi, I'm also here.
Yep. Damn right. Shider's the man.
It's not Shider, it's Oh Hi There.
Oh Hi There. Oh Hi Mark.
You watched The Disaster Artist tonight.
Keep it up.
Oh Hi Shider.
I will not hesitate to shoot you.
You won't hesitate.
Oh Hi
There. I will, don't make me use lethal force.
You won't hesitate, bitch.
Yo, what, mate? 1v1 me, bro.
Next. Surprising absolutely no one anywhere, Shattered Grid has sold out.
Yeah, because they did the most clever thing ever. Every issue of Shattered Grid was like a different cover, and then they put them in blind bags, and then you just like...
Well, yeah, didn't Gar get the one he wanted?
Yes, he got the one with the Green Ranger helmet. I'm actually tempted...
He got the one of Drakon holding the Green Ranger helmet.
I'm tempted to buy one just to see what I get.
When you said every cover is different, I'm just like, every single printed copy is different. This one has his middle finger up a little. And this one, he just coughed.
This one says poor Power Rangers.
And this one, he's not holding a helmet. And this one, he's dead!
And this one, he is a helmet.
No, it's orange juice. No, it's Nappa. What the hell? You hate me!
I knew that was coming. I knew it.
And this one, he's holding Ninjor's head.
Oh, God.
Now he's the Phantom Ranger.
Still don't know who he is.
Never mind.
Anyways, yeah, so it's sold out, so, like, everyone's going fucking bananas about this comic.
They've already confirmed that a second printing variant will be released on April 25th.
Yep.
Nah.
Boom Studios has been doing a good job of the Power Rangers comic. This is how you do Power Rangers.
Better than Neil Saban ever has.
Yup. Well, that's because Bandai was holding them back.
Is Saban the...
Apparently Bandai was the reason why they didn't adapt Tokuger, Zoolander, and GoBusters, because they're like, oh, their toy merchandise won't sell.
And Hasbro was effective.
Yeah, that's what Gar told me. So now that Bandai is no longer the master license for Power Ranger toys, then Saban was like, okay, we're doing GoBusters, Tokuger, and Zoolander.
Which means if Hasbro effectively went, give me that shit,
yep.
Show you how it's done.
Yep.
Well, that'll be weird, because it'll be, like, behind, but it'll be doing the ones that it missed.
Yeah, I cannot wait for my Tokuger adaption.
Which means could we potentially be seeing a Ninja GoBuster crossover?
No. Fuck Ninja Steel. Sure.
Well, it wouldn't really be an Ninja and GoBuster.
You know what I mean?
Ninja Steel and
Tokuger GoBuster.
I'm sorry.
So yeah, next. there's been some info put out regarding upcoming spoilers for Shattered Grid.
Well, no, let's not get into that.
Because
people might want to read the comic.
This is the spoiler show, Lane.
Yeah, it's the thing. Oh, Blaze, that's so cool!
I understand. I know, I understand it is a spoiler show, but it's more... When we talk about spoiler show, we just mean, like...
upcoming
Sentai
shit.
And Rider stuff, mainly.
Fine.
Yeah.
Here's something I don't care about spoiling. Hyperforce Green Ranger!
Yeah, so apparently being the Silver Time Force Ranger wasn't enough for Peter Sedar, or...
Yoshi Sedar, so he's
like, oh, fuck it, let's... He's been a part of Hyperforce for, like, so long now... Fuck it, let's just make him an actual member of the team. I actually, honestly, don't like this and would have preferred him to just stay as Time Force Silver because that's cooler looking.
Is it the same character or is he different?
It's the same character. He's just now the Green Ranger in the team.
Because brothers.
Because, like, I think how it works is that, like, Hyperforce is, like, their own Power Rangers team and technically Time Force Silver was a Time Force Ranger, so... He's just a part of Hyperforce.
Yeah, it says here, the former Time Force Silver receives Power Rangers' new powers from Jen, Time Force Pink. His name is Joe Shih.
Okay.
S-H-I-H.
Huh.
Shit.
So, cool. The design of him isn't even that, like, great looking, honestly.
I Gar put this in our Facebook chat... like, days ago, and I swear to God, I would have put money down that was fan art.
Yeah, it does look like, and people, like, you know what's funny? Like, someone tweeted out a picture of, like, or, like, stating, like, oh, I don't like this design, so I touched it up a bit, and Yoshi Sitarso retweeted that tweet. I'm just like,
oh, Lord.
Like, dude, that's awful. Don't make a tweet saying you hate the design, and then you improve it.
Wow.
Ugh.
Well, alright, so for those who watch Hyperforce, that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
Next, we have an image and release details for the upcoming Renewal Amazon figure.
Oh, he looks gorgeous.
You can honestly tell that this is supposed to be because of the movie.
Yeah. So, the Renewal Amazon will be on display beginning March 31st at the Akiva showroom. Oh, no, it's just saying that release details are imminent because of this being on display.
It looks so good.
Initially revealed last November, Tamashii Nations is out now teasing it because it's going to be on display. Yeah,
Kamen Rider... He's going to dissect it on into your wallet sometime soon.
Kamen Rider Sonic the Hedgehog falls into the swamp.
What?
Amazon reminds him of Sonic.
It looks like what would happen if Sonic the Hedgehog fell in a muddy swamp.
Yeah, it kind of looks like it.
You know, wait, I can't hear the word swamp without thinking it's a Shrek reference now, so...
Get out of my swamp!
You kind of swamp fast.
Now I just want to watch the Shrek and Friends karaoke dance party.
Oh, God.
I used to love that dumb thing.
We all love that dumb thing.
Get my swamp!
Anyway.
It was the first time I ever heard, like, most of those songs, too.
What are you doing in my swamp? Swamp, 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 swamp. I'm just singing a parody of Shots. Swamp, 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 swamp.
Yeah.
Anyways, next.
Swamp, 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 swamp.
Speaking of Amazons, we're getting more movies.
Really?
What?
That's amazing. So does that mean that we also get, we get to do, not only Enter the Amazons the movie, but Enter the Amazons 2.
The movies.
Amazon Boogaloo. And then no! enter the Amazons the movie 3, the Amazoning.
And no, it's Enter the Amazons the movie 2, Secret of the Amazons.
And then Amazon, and then Enter the Amazon 3, the Amazoning.
Amazons in time.
Sure.
I'm looking at the title for season 2 of the movie. Oh god.
So, there are going to be two movies which retell the events of the two seasons.
Oh. Okay, so, no. So they it's the first Tiger and Bunny movie.
Right? So, the season 1 movie will be called Awakening, which comes out on May 5th, and season 2's movie will be called Death and Rebirth on May 12th.
You know what? We'll talk
exactly. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. We'll talk about these anyway, because I'd like to see how they, like, abridge the fucking two seasons.
Right?
So, that'd be
hopefully Nagase will just be omitted from them completely.
Fuck you.
It's exactly what they did with Madoka Magica, too.
Nagase was the best part of season 2.
That's an opinion you are having. And, of course, Final Judgment itself will then be out on May 19th.
So, basically, filler.
Right?
The final judge. I'm sorry, I don't know why.
Not the first time I made that joke, I think.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
It's the final judgment. She just said that.
I know. I was just copying it because, you know.
Because you're a filthy copier.
No, because autism.
That's not true.
I mimic people.
Damn.
That's what I do.
All right, next.
You're nice.
Speaking of the Amazons movie, we have a magazine scan showing some of the Amazons in it. We have the Tiger Amazon,
ooh.
The Snake Amazon,
ooh.
The Shark Amazon, the Buffalo Amazon, and the Tortoise Amazon.
Oh, because even on the Tortoise one.
It looks like one of those monsters from the Turbo movie.
No, it looks like...
That's awesome! No, you know what his face looks like? It looks like the father from Dinosaurs.
I was thinking dinosaurs!
Oh my god, you're right!
Not the Amazon!
And look, it's pink!
Yeah! Oh my god, this Amazon was made for me.
This Tortoise Amazon looks exactly like a sequel to the... Well, successor to the monster... One of the monsters from the original Rider seasons.
Oh, the Bazooka Tortoise?
Yeah.
Or something? Oh, I love that guy.
Blastoise?
Blastoise with one cannon.
With one cannon.
The shark one looks absolutely stupid.
Right?
Yeah.
It looks like it's got a mustache made of its own fins.
Like, it looks like if you, like, look at, like, a manta ray when, like, it actually, like, you see its face, like, on, like...
Yeah, and it looks super derpy.
And it's like... Aah!
Okay, so I think its eyes are on the side there, like, on either side of this big silver thing down the middle. And I think that golden V-shaped thing is an actual mustache. And then this, like, black line, ovular line is, like, its mouth.
Oh.
Which means it looks like it's a rejected binome from Reboot.
Oh my god, yeah.
Damn.
Hey, ow!
What?!
What?!
Damn. No, yeah. I'm totally totally invested in the Tortoise Amazon. He's the best looking one out of all of them. The snake one looks fucking terrifying!
Right?
Holy shit! He has like this face on him!
What was the fourth Amazon again?
The what?
I didn't directly hear it. The one before the Tortoise Amazon.
Oh, the Buffalo
Amazon.
The one
to the left of it is the Buffalo, apparently.
Buffalo?
The Buffalo.
Nothing like one.
It looks like a hairy Oni demon.
Yeah.
Onis have layers!
Doesn't particularly scream buffalo, really.
Onis have layers!
Onis have forks.
Onis have layers! What's all the Shrek references?
I don't know. It looks like it looked like an Oni. It looked like that thing from the Hibiki episode where Deku was was the Decade episode where Hibiki was the main focus.
Oh, yeah.
And the tiger one looks like how the tiger would look. I'm not surprised.
Yeah, nothing spectacular. No, notable
the reward goes to the fucking tortoise Amazon. That one wins.
Yeah,
it's so good. Ah!
It looks like he's flexing too.
He's like, ah! I can't wait to see him in the movie. That's gonna be amazing.
All right, next. The Smash Essence bottle set went out recently.
Ooh, and then.
And surprise, surprise,
they're useless!
Fucking useless!
They do absolutely nothing, and you can't fit them in any of the toys.
So, I'm mentioning this just so people don't waste their money on them.
Don't waste your money on these. They look ugly anyways. I've never liked them.
I mean, I guess for cosplay purposes, or if you just really like the design of the bottles, you should get them.
That's a really specific cosplay.
If you just want to pretend to sprinkle it on you and kill
yourself. I'm cosplaying Sento from the specific point between defeating the Strong Smash and creating the Gorilla Bottle.
There you go.
I'm between episodes 1 and 2 Sento.
I've seen more specific cosplays than that, unfortunately.
I fucking bet.
I mean, all I need to do is just get a clown costume and then wield the dragon bottle everywhere, and I'm Ryuga.
From that one episode.
I said a clown costume!
Yeah, he disguised himself as a clown.
Build.
Clown!
I miss Ryuga's disguises.
Right?
Yeah, what happened to, well, I guess.
They stopped needing to sneak into Hokuto.
Yeah, I didn't need to have them, but.
They were no longer criminals.
Yeah.
It's so weird to think how long ago that was.
What the fuck is the Fang Smash?
The what?
I'm just reading the names of these Smash bottles. And the last Smash is just...
I'll look that up for you real quick.
The Fang Smash.
Oh, apparently that was the prototype version of the Square Smash, which is the one that Sento fought in the flashback where he transformed for the first time.
Oh... Okay.
What the fuck?
It looks so much like the Square Smash, which turned into comic, though.
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
What the hell?
Don't buy the set!
Yeah, don't.
Next.
Just save your money.
We have release details for the upcoming Premium Bandai Revolcane.
Oh, it's so cool.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
I like that it comes... Oh, go ahead.
And you should be saving your money for this.
Yeah.
Nah.
So, the Tamashii Lab Revolcane is scheduled for release in October of 2018 for a modest 19,440 yen.
Yeah, that's
which
a
will be
price.
Well over $200 before any of us get our mitts on it.
Well, the fact that it comes with this wrist attachment, and then it comes with the actual blade, the handle,
I don't think that's his actual wrist attachment. That's like a stand that looks like it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a stand.
Oh, okay. And then it comes with, like, the belt where you can, like, simulate it, like, pulling out of the...
Pulling
the
it out of your dick!
Yeah.
Well,
no,
no,
does,
no,
does no. Does the show.
No.
And like,
Nope.
No, thank you.
I'd rather they pull their weapons out of their asses. Thank you very much.
Well, don't they actually pretty much do that?
Yeah.
Hammer space.
That's what Solid Snake does. He pulls everything out of his ass.
Hammer space.
That's a tokusatsu standard, is pulling weapons and devices out of your butt.
Okay, I can use these cigarettes I hit in my stomach! Awesome!
Alright. And our last news story. Apparently, Zoojer is getting the Korean sequel treatment, possibly? Because they are releasing a modified version of Zuo King and Zuo Wild.
And they're letters instead of fucking numbers.
So,
that's interesting.
A black and white version of Zuo King, which comes with A, B, and C instead of 1, 2, and 3 on them. And then this very fluorescent, neon-themed version of Zuo Wild called Burst King.
Oh, no.
D, E, and F for Elephant, Tiger, and Gorilla.
Oh, no, you know what they're supposed to be? So, okay, go back to the first one.
I'm still A, B, C, G.
So... A, the eagle is supposed to be a bald eagle, and then, like, the white one's supposed to be, I guess, like, a snow lion or something like that, and then the sharks...
Snow lion?
Sure. What? Like,
it's Kimba!
Leopard.
It's Kimba.
And then the shark's supposed to be a killer whale.
I can kind of see it.
And then if you go over to Zoo Wild, it's the orange one's supposed to be orangutan.
Oh my god!
Green elephant, because I guess green elephant.
No, the elephant is the brown one.
Oh, yeah, okay.
The tiger's neon green.
Yeah, and then there's no such thing as a neon tiger.
Oh my god, explanations for almost all of them.
Villain.
But yeah, no, gorilla's totally an orangutan.
Oh my god. It's got blue hands and a blue face.
And you know what's the best part too is? These are probably compatible with the original Zuo King and Zuo Wild, so
it's not that hard.
That'd be amazing. Just 1, 2, C 5, 2, 5, 3, 3.
I know my AB, F-E-6.
And what's really interesting is if you look real close, you can see a Power Rangers style logo on these boxes.
Sorry, go ahead, Chew.
I know my AB3s and my 1, 2, C's.
Easy as do fa so.
Oh, yo.
Anyways,
no, we don't have the eye Zord yet.
I think we broke Emily.
I don't know. I'm just. Oh no 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 no! Blow blaze! No, don't bring that up. No.
Elephant is D.
Oh no!
They use elephants as a symbol for a penis in Japan.
No, and what's funny is too is that you can switch the order of them, so you can just put the elephant at the waist.
Yep.
No, thank you.
Oh God.
ADC?
We already have enough Zords with dicks, we don't need more!
No, it's funny, Keizo released like a review of the Korean Ghost Driver, and so instead of it going Kaigon, it just goes OPEN EYE!
Which, I mean, is probably the accurate translation.
Yeah.
That's cool!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just a video of him just like using all the icons in the Korean Ghost Driver. So yeah,
according
to the same pegs.
Yeah, pretty much.
So yeah, according to this line, it's being released under the name Power Rangers Animal Force.
Oh, original!
Right?
It's like Train Force and Dino Force and
well, Dino Force Brave anyway.
Ninja Force.
Ninja Storm.
Go Ninja Storm!
There's already Ninja Storm. I'm just saying the Korean version of Ninja was probably Ninja Force.
Oh, well, we don't know that.
Meh.
Anyways, that's the news.
Cool! That was wacky.
Wacky to backy.
It was a little weird.
The wackiest.
We'll see you on the podcast proper.
Thanks for listening.
See you there.
Don, say bye!
Bye!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger is brought to you by our generous patrons, Oliver Nilsson, and viewers like you.